Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode on Carl Jacobs.
Stupid little reindeer, Mom? And he's dead.
Yes?
Mom, Dream keeps killing me. Can you tell him to stop? He can hear you.
My goodness, don't kill my boy. Stop it.
Yeah, Dream, what do you think about that, huh?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, miss.
He said sorry. Okay, thank you, Mom.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Fuck you, Carl!
What the heck?
So, Carl Jacobs is a multifaceted streamer and YouTuber you may know from his own channel streaming, The Dream SMP, or his appearance on MrBeast and MrBeast Gaming. So, Carl has made a massive, massive growth in the past year, and it's just been insane. He has grown an amazing following on YouTube, on Twitter, just everything. And he has done a fantastic job of gathering fans and creating a wonderfully positive community. So, what's Carl's deal? When I first learned about Carl, he was actually on MrBeast. So, the story with Carl goes, as I've heard him explain it on another podcast, I can send you there. After you finish this, if you want to get it from him, you can go to Courage and Nadeshot show with the episode with Carl. He explains it very well there. But basically, he went to edit for MrBeast, and then while he was editing, he kind of realized, you know, what people did right, what people did wrong, and then eventually he got the chance to become talent himself. So with that chance, he then was able to go and figure out how to fit himself in there, because he knew what puzzle piece was missing, and he knew where people failed and where people succeeded. So that is how he was able to do well.
Well, here's the best part. I think starting out as an editor is easily the best, in my opinion, because when you're an editor, you see where everybody makes mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was why that's why I performed so well whenever I finally got a chance to be on screen, is because I edited at that point 10 main channel videos.
Yeah.
And I had seen, okay, when they say this, that doesn't make it in. You know what I mean? And when they act like this, that doesn't make it in. That was too long-winded. That didn't make it in. So, like, I kind of knew what wouldn't make it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that what you're...
Yeah. And then since he nailed it the first time, he was able to keep coming back and back. And, you know, he was well-liked. So, MrBeast liked him, brought him on, and then boom. Now he's doing really well. Now, he still does make appearances on MrBeast, but he also has a very successful Twitch and YouTube. Now, I don't know how long ago he started streaming specifically. His YouTube channel was created in September of 2020, so it hasn't been that long. But on his Twitch, which is, I think, his main form of entertainment, I think most people go to watch his Twitch. He has 2.6 million followers, which is very, very impressive for someone who started so late in the game. And his YouTube, who has 2.02 million followers. And as I said before with some other channels, it is really impressive to have a very similar one-to-one ratio on your YouTube and on your Twitch, because usually what happens is you'll get a much bigger audience than the other. So if you're able to carry across like that, then you know you have some very engaged fans. Not to mention, it looks like he gets a lot of views related to his sub count. A lot of his videos are surrounding the Dream SMP. If I look at the, you know, last six, only one out of six is not the Dream SMP, and it's Jackbox, but that still includes people from the Dream SMP. So you catch my drift. He is very involved. And he has done, I think, a great job of elevating the Dream SMP to something new. Because normally when a creator joins something, especially something that's already kind of successful, they don't try to take creative direction too much. Because if it is big streamers and YouTubers, which obviously it is because Dream and everybody else are big, then they kind of usually step back. Now, Carl was kind of able, I think he started slow at first, but to make a big impact, he was able to make a big impact on all of this. And I mean that in multiple ways. He most successfully and most notably started doing Tales from the SMP. Now, Tales from the SMP, if I am not mistaken, is when basically he kind of gets the whole crew together, everybody who's usually, you know, on the S&P, maybe some personal friends as well. Like, I've seen Corpse show up in one, even though Corpse has only made an appearance on the S&P once. But he kind of then plays out the story of them and does all of this, and it is very set up and very well done. There's a map for it. Everybody has their own skins. And I think that it draws so many viewers. It is beyond impressive.
During an Old West story.
I think it's only fair if we introduce ourselves, boys.
I think that's fair.
We are the Bandits. That's right, buddy. We are the bad men of this town.
The Bandits?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your collective name?
Yeah, you know what we're called? You know what our group is called? We're the Democrat haters. That's who we are. We're the Democrat haters.
Damn right.
Let me introduce myself. Oh. My name is Jack Kanoff.
And to make an addition such as that to an already pretty much, I would say, thriving and massively successful model, because it's almost like a business model, the Dream S&P, that is impressive, and you have to respect him going out for that. I don't know how many he's done, but I think they have all done really well. And more than that, I think he's also kind of somehow become the designated tour guide for the Dream S&P. He's invited Pokimane on, Corpse, Laserbeam too, I believe. And as far as I've seen, he's always the one giving the tours, which is kind of funny since he's one of the newer players in the grand scheme of the Dream S&P. So it's kind of funny seeing him in that way. But he always seems to do a great job, and he seems pretty smooth when interacting with people. I imagine when you work with Mr. Beast, your YouTube celebrity standard is pretty high bar, because Mr. Beast has obviously done amazing and all of that. So basically his YouTube is actually not that big. He has I think about 25 videos, so not too much, but they all do really well. Pretty much everyone except the one Jackbox one is over 1 million views. Surprisingly, his most successful, or not surprisingly, but notably, his most successful that Among Us ones. One is at 9.5 million views, and one is at 4.6. And then the rest of the Minecraft tend to be between 1 and 2 million views, with some getting over 2. So he does a pretty good job.
Couldn't have been Tubbo.
You literally can't. I am willing to place a lot of money that it wasn't Carl. $1,000 on it's not Carl.
It's raining Tubbo. Hallelujah. It's raining Tubbo.
Let's take Tubbo to the spot. Couldn't have been Tubbo.
Literally no way.
Stream-wise, honestly, his streams, for how popular it is, how successful he is, he doesn't stream that often. Last I see is 12 days ago, then, you know, 15 days ago, 20 days ago, last month. Like, it seems like he takes some big breaks in between his streams. Now, the only thing I could attribute this to is when a streamer does that, or a YouTuber does that, we've gone over on this show before, on this podcast, that almost kind of boosts the hype around the video. Because when someone comes out with a video, or when someone starts streaming, if they're not that often, then you go, whoa, this person's streaming, something's about to go down, all of that. And you get like, oh, you get like excited and all of that. So I think he's almost created, in a way, an event around himself streaming, which is impressive. So by doing that, he is therefore, you know, making himself a brand almost, so that when Carl's streaming, you're going to be there, and then you get more viewers, more donations, more activity. Now, how that plays out about a model if he streamed every day, I don't know, but I would definitely say that it increases peak view count. I think I could probably guarantee that one. Now, the rest of the stats, I am not particularly sure, but that would be funny to see in like an experimental type way. But it would need to be the exact same person. For games that he streamed, he streamed mostly Minecraft, but in the past like 4 streams, it's actually been Roblox. Anywhere where he can interact with all his friends, you know, any of that is good. So, yeah. I'll start what he was like on Mr. Beast. When he first came out on Mr. Beast, I believe he was actually first in a hide-and-seek video. Now, this was smart by Mr. Beast because it allowed Carl to kind of get some camera sense of what it's like to be on camera and allow Mr. Beast and others to kind of like judge him on camera without being too prominent of a part. But then he eventually started getting into more like four-person videos. And when that happened, at first I was angry. I'll be honest. You know, I'd been watching Mr. Beast for a while at this point. I liked Jake the Viking. I liked Garrett, you know. I liked the crew. So obviously when there's change, sometimes you naturally resist. And I did. He was a new force. And Carl, I think, in his good way now, but in a way that was a little jarring, then he brings a lot of personality. And the personality he does brings is not exactly subtle. So as a viewer, I was a little startled by this sudden change and influx of a character in the group. And I was resistant to it. Over time, he's kind of grown on me. And I think what has grown on me most is seeing everybody within the game, gang, interact with him, like Mr. Beast, like Chandler, like Chris, because they all seem to be very positive about their interactions and all of that. So I think that has definitely brought me along. And I also think he has almost become more in depth and more in tune with his screen personality, with his puzzle piece on the screen. Because obviously he had a sense before, but for the first part, it almost felt like he wanted to go full wacky.
From the first video he was in.
I really hope they didn't ruin all of my copies of Meet the Robinsons. What am I going to do with the 60K? Well, I just broke a few of my crayons, so I'm really excited to get new ones. Very sad about that.
Is he toying with me? Do I need to leave?
At least that's the way I remember it. And kind of just show off that, like, oh, I'm this guy. You haven't seen someone like me before. And all of that. I think that as he's kind of gone on, he's realized what he wants to do, what he wants to bring to the videos, that he's kind of like, you know, a bit maybe wackier than Chris and then sometimes even Chandler, but he's still able to get things done. That's where I think he would fit. And then I kind of grew used to him and I saw he started streaming. And Carl brings a lot of energy to his stream. He's always yelling. There are multiple clips of him dancing and moving, one where he ends up hitting his hand on the fan. But he seems to always be kind of up and at him, wanting to do something, bringing the energy, laughing, screaming, kind of being in there with chat. I don't really ever see, at least from my perspective, maybe at some certain points of the stream, I haven't been able to ever really stay for one for that long, but I assume if you watch enough hours, you'll probably see it. But I feel like he doesn't really have that many just moments sitting there. I feel like he is usually moving, going this way, going that way, acting about, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, everybody get into it, let's have fun, oh, this is crazy, let's do this. Like, he's always has a bit of an agenda planned, and I think he tries to keep it very high energy, which is, let's be honest, difficult to do streaming-wise. On a YouTube video, it's a little different. Things are edited. You can kind of just, you know, YouTube video is a bit of a sprint. You can kind of just go full board for like 20 minutes and then boom, or 30 minutes to an hour. I'm done recording. Let's stop. But with a stream, you kind of have to be on the whole time. Like, if you want to keep up that bubbly, kind of quirky, but energetic personality, you can't really turn it off. You have to pace yourself, but if you're going at that high of a pace, that's a difficult thing to keep up. And as far as I can tell, he does that really well, which I think is maybe why people keep coming to him, because whenever you tune into him, he's doing something and he's excited about it. So I imagine that has to do in big part with his growth, just what he brings to the table. For that, I think he's succeeded. Minecraft, he seems to know the game pretty well and be good enough about the game that it's fine. Although, I would almost place him more at a humor YouTuber, if that makes sense. He has done a lot at Minecraft, but I think of him more as a story person and a humor person rather than a gaming person. I laid out, like, before, we have it on this channel, three types of gaming YouTubers. I feel like he's almost, I almost want to put him on the spectrum where he's more humor than games. And I think he's very, what's the word? Comparable.
The word is competent, you numbskull. I feel I needed to keep that in because I literally just made up a word.
Comparable with games, like he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't really put that the focus. Like, you were watching him play Minecraft, but it's not him playing Minecraft, it's the jokes he's making around Minecraft. It's not exactly like when you watch, I don't know, a Dream or a Technoblade, where you're kind of just focused on the gameplay. And obviously they both weave stories well. I won't deny that. But I think you watch them and you're focused on the gameplay, all that, all this. Like, what are they doing? The kind of crazy plays. Although Techno does bring his humor pretty well too. But they're both really good at the game. With Carl, I think it's more him weaving humor and energy into the game. And that's how he creates his good stream. Now, to be honest, he's not my type of streamer. When I go to watch something, to be frank here, I kind of like more chill stuff. I watch creators who are a bit more low tones with some high spikes, maybe here and there. And yeah, like that, like, honestly, I watch Bazagazza, who's pretty chill. Lily, when she streams, is at my wavelength. People like that, just chill, low-key. We're down here at this level, at this decibel. Carl, like I just said, is that high energy, high intensity, and sometimes that can be too much for me because that's not really how I treat streams.
Here it is! Bartelli! I did a stunt jump, baby! Woo! How did I just die?
So I want to be honest in saying that so you get my unfiltered opinion. Like, if I'm watching a stream, if I were to watch a Minecrafter, this kind of goes with YouTube videos in general, although I'm a bit more willing on YouTube videos to kind of go with someone who's very high energy. I tend to be more, if I were going to watch Minecraft, more of like a Technoblade type person. Maybe I could see myself as a Ranbu or a Filza. They kind of keep it low. I think with Tommy and Carl, they tend to get at this level that's just a bit too much for me when I'm just trying to chill. And that's where I'd place him. So if you want someone probably more comparable at the energy level of Quackity and Carl, great friends, by the way. Quackity and Tommy, I would put Carl over near that site more. I mean, he's definitely not that far down. He's a bit more of a middle energetic than them, but he still brings it. So if you like that type of streamer and that's what you're looking for, I'm sure you'll love him. And where he has to go, I think, is only up. I think he's going to do great things. I think he's definitely continuing on his path and on this and on that, but he can do more than that because people love him. He's created a community that I think is tweet that is very loyal to him and will kind of follow him to the ends of the earth. So yeah, and I think that when he goes on to do great things, it'll actually be really good for him, because I think he said that he still wants to be with MrBeast and he still wants to like be a part of the team and all of that. but he has grown himself so much that I think Mr. Beast, it may be more of, oh, yeah, that's Carl from Mr. Beast. He also streams to, oh, yeah, Carl? Oh, yeah, he's also a Mr. Beast. Like, I think those roles are going to switch. And I think they already have in a very major way, but I think that's going to be even more kind of definite. And YouTube-wise, I think I'm pretty sure he's focusing more on Twitch. But YouTube-wise, I'd be interesting to see him do something other than an interacting with someone video. I always talk about standalone, how people can do. Because I love collabs. I think that's the best type of YouTube video. I think nothing beats it. But I think you always want to know how a standalone video does to see where you stand. Now, you might not want to ruin your views or just your algorithm there, but it would be interesting to see. It would also be interesting to see him maybe do more offline of a video, because I think all of his videos are kind of on one stream or the other. So if he did something offline, that would be interesting. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some were done offline. But yeah, I think that would be kind of fascinating to see what he could do if you were to put more time into YouTube. Obviously, he has some pretty good resources with Mr. Beast being there. But yeah, I really think that he only can go up. And I firmly believe that. Thank you guys for all the support recently. I'm glad I can keep supplying you with some Minecrafters that you love and know, and just some YouTubers in general. I'm going to keep going at this rate, and I thank you guys so much. I'm going to keep bringing it, and I hope you keep listening. I don't think we have any other written Apple reviews. I really appreciate if you guys, like, I don't know if it's follow my podcast. I think the term is follow on Spotify and Apple Music. And if you do want to ever give criticism or compliment, I appreciate the compliments. But if you give feedback as well, or even if it's, you know, you give a good rating, but with feedback, I'll still read it. The best way to reach me is probably Apple Music, not Apple Music, Apple Podcast ratings. Or you can email me at yt.with.the.boys.podcast@gmail.com. Rolls off the tongue, I know. But again, thank you guys. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.